Tune in to Cardinal Baseball as the Redbirds travel to Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. Coverage begins at 7:45.
Catch Cardinal Baseball on WGIL.
5:13 in Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. As we've been telling you, there was a rally of sorts over the weekend here in Galesburg in response to some of the recent incidents of gun violence and other violence we've had here in town. Most recently, the unfortunate shooting at Railroad Days, at the Railroad Days Carnival, for which a suspect is in custody and is awaiting future court dates on that. But we wanted to talk about that and a larger issue of gun violence and what to do about it with, again, John Pritchard, the mayor, in about a half an hour. But first, Devon Urels, president of the NAACP Galesburg chapter, who's here in studio with me. Thanks for coming in.
No problem, Will. Thanks for having me.
Tell me how, from your perspective, how this rally got started. And not to give too much away from my interview with the mayor later, because we have recorded it already, but it sounded like it was just a way for people to get together and talk about this, if anything, right?
Absolutely, yes. We got wind of it at our our last NAACP meeting this month with Anthony Law, who's out at Carl Sandburg College.
Yeah.
He and some of his students with the Men of Distinction of Women of Character.
A fantastic group of people.
Just wanted to make sure that we understood who we are as Galesburgians. So again, the rally We Are Galesburg was an opportunity for organizations and clubs, just people within the community to come out, talk with each other, learn about each other. I really liked the aspect of leave that day with three people that you didn't know. So
that's that. You know, I think that's probably the best thing that could be a result of that. Mm-hmm. If not, you know, a whole laundry list of solutions or something mm-hmm. like that. It just, I think the more you know, you get to know your friends and neighbors, that the better off we're all going to be, right?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, anytime there's anything that happens in your community, we always go negative. We start to name call and to point fingers. And this was just a way to say, guess what? No, this is a great place to live. There are things that are happening here that are positive, that are uplifting. Yet we just need to make sure we understand and know each other.
In recent weeks on this program, I think we've tried to even steer a number of discussions toward being positive about the community, and almost to a fault when we hear reactions from, you know, listeners or whoever on social media, somehow they always still turn negative. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's positive in everything, but guess what? There's negative in things.
Yeah.
I mean, our town, our community is hurting. I mean, as I was sitting there on Saturday chatting with a group of students, just asking them what, you know, would you like to see in our community? What would make it easier for you? And these were students that were rising sophomores in high school. And they were saying lots of things, just a place to hang out, you know, pool table, music, you know, opportunities to socialize in a safe environment. And so
aren't there things like that already in the community? Is it just a matter of promoting those, some of those more?
There are things in the community, but they cost money.
Yeah.
You know, so again, you have to realize everyone doesn't have the means, unfortunately,
sure,
to go to great places that our community definitely has. But if you're a person that's on a budget, or you don't have a job, or you're just you're not in the know, it's difficult.
In terms of the issue of the acts of violence, what are you hearing from people? Is there one of the things we talked about with the mayor is that even he still seems to think, as many people do, that these incidents aside, this is still a pretty decent, safe place to live.
Two questions there. So I guess the first one, what am I hearing? And then second, I guess my thoughts on living in a place like this.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm hearing is absolutely, it's a violent world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and Galesburg is not immune to that. So absolutely, it's not necessarily the gun, it's the person with the mentality to shoot the gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, when you don't have opportunities, not just for youth, but for adults to, I mean, even in a town like this, I mean, being an African-American, being able to go out and have a good time, that isn't in a place that's going to serve alcohol or beverages. It just is tough for me. That's, I don't partake in those types of things.
Sure.
But it's tough for me to go find places like that to hang and just to be social.
And feel comfortable in that environment.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, again, for me, I'm not sideswiping that there are violent things that are happening within our community, because there absolutely is. And I think some of that is a reflection of just the lack of opportunities or the lack of people that care. That's why I liked the rally, because it was, you know, the non-structure was beautiful, because yeah. This is not to sit and come up with solutions. This is to meet each other, to understand and care about each other. So there are a few people that were, you know, that we're talking about, you know, how do we know each other? How do we care about each other and build relationships and not bridges? Because there are more things that unite us than separate us. Now, the second part, living in the community, I've been here 10 years. Mm-hmm. I think it's a safe place to live.
I agree.
But I am no fool to understand that the things that are happening with the last few years, I mean, whether it was the tragic death of Javon Butler, a mentee that I was able to serve and work with at Galesburg North. So there are things, but again, I think it still wraps back to the opportunities that people have.
How do I put this? Should we be thinking about solutions as much as we are just, you know, talking and getting to know people, or will one kind of lead to the other, I guess?
I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
Okay.
I think you need to do both. Absolutely. So I think it's tough to deliver solutions if you don't know the people.
Yeah.
You know, so, well, let's do this or let's do that. Well, have you had conversations with lots of people that this may help that may hinder? So I think you need to do both at the same time.
I think after some incidents in years past, like the death of Mr. Butler, I covered that case extensively here, and I remember there being some, not outcries, I guess, but maybe similar types of rallies after mm-hmm. that and in the years that followed. And in reading a piece in the Register Mail today, or over the weekend rather, they suggested that after those things, the feeling kind of fizzled out. Mm-hmm. I guess the question then becomes, how do you keep the feeling this time from the motivation from fizzling out, I guess?
I mean, that's a very good question. I mean, I wish I had a really good answer, but yeah. I think it's keeping the passion of people. So if we understand as a community of Galesburg that, you know, we don't want to sit down, we want to continue to build relationships, we want to continue to fight and help. I mean, I think sometimes it feels like things fizzle. Unfortunately, if we don't have enough players around the table to do something, well they're going to do it. They'll handle it. You know, I'll support when I need to, versus I'm going to get in here and get my hands dirty and help out. And it's not going to be about me and my agenda. It's going to be about what's best for all of us in the community.
So it's more important to stay active than to just get active.
Yeah. And I think that's with almost anything within our world. Not though we're subject and to the things that we're passionate about, things
right.
that are important to us. But guess what? We live in Galesburg. We all want to enjoy things like Railroad Days, which was beautiful.
Yeah.
So we don't want to go to any event and have shots being fired. Mm-hmm. And so that's something. Yeah, hopefully it's a rally for all of us to come together and say, you know, we don't want to see that type of behavior, but what can we do? One, we can get to know each other, but two, we can offer solutions.
Are you confident in the police and how they're handling these recent incidents as they've come up?
I think so. I mean, when it came to Railroad Days, I mean, I saw surveillance, that's right. I saw them patrolling and I saw areas. And from what I've heard, just from reading in the media and chatting with a few officers, that, I mean, they were on site within seconds, quite frankly, yeah. of the shot. So, no, I don't feel like... we should just say, oh, it's the police. But guess what? Yes, there are things within our law enforcement, whether it's the police or the sheriff's department, that absolutely we want to keep them accountable in certain things, most notably making sure those agencies reflect our community socioeconomically, racially, I mean, religiously. So making sure all of our agencies that serve us, taxpayers, that reflect who we are as taxpayers.
I'm a little short on time, so before I wrap up, let me give you a chance to talk about how are things going with your chapter these days, and do you have anything coming up?
Absolutely. Things are going beautifully, actually. We will, some members here locally will be going to San Antonio for the National Convention, which is in San Antonio. The first week of August, we always have, well, it'll be August the 11th this year. We have our annual cookout and we call it a community cookout. It's not about us. It's about everyone. Well, of course, we'll have a person cutting hair for free. We'll give out backpacks for students going to school. Lots of food, lots of fun. Just come out and really enjoy and hang out as a community.
and keep us posted on that as it gets closer.
Absolutely.
To the day,
yes, Kiwanis Park, August the 11th.
Hey, maybe have it on April 11th.
Exactly.
Too,
yes,
you know.
Yes. I blame it on the heat.
yeah, tell me about yes. it. My goodness. Devon Yerles, president of the NAACP Galesburg chapter, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about this. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Will, and best of success with your next interviews.